Praise God. Well, mothers. We come up with all kinds of words for the acronym for mother. So many things we do to try to see what a mother really is. You look up the definition of mother and it says one who gives life. The female who gives life. Well, yep, that's a pretty fair assessment. Nurturer. Affection, who raises up in affection. There's a connection with a mother that a father doesn't have. You carried that child for 9 months. They grew inside of you. But you see, mother isn't just a definition, is it? First off, it's a job. It's a full-time job that you technically do not ever get away from it. And that's kind of what I want to share a little bit today. See, we look around and we see, well, this is what a mother is. A mother is a leader. We've used Proverbs 31 for years without really looking at that woman. She was a mother as well as a wife. She was a businesswoman as well as a mother and a wife. She led her family. She led her household. A mother is also a leader. Now, many people didn't have the benefit of having a good mother. And this all comes about because of what the enemy has set forth to do, and that is destroy the homes. He destroys marriages. He destroys mothers. He destroys fathers. Feminism is the worst thing that ever happened to women. I said it. Because it told you didn't need to be a mother. Well, women should be treated fairly. Absolutely. Always should have. They should be paid fairly. Absolutely. We do the same jobs, you get the same pay. I'm good with that. But to demand something because we're one or the other is kind of ridiculous. I worked for a guy one time and he said, well, you know, these guys, they can do the same job I could do, but they're not going to make as much because I was older. Well, that's a bunch of garbage. If he's doing the same job, he should be making the same money. If a woman's doing the same job as a man, she should be making the same doggone money. Now, we also know that men and women have strengths and weaknesses. I would say I'm going to step out on a limb here and say I'm still stronger than my wife, but I don't know. I've been, she's learned to cheat. Yes, I've taught her well. But she has areas in which she just thrives in. And there's areas in which I thrive in. But feminism said you don't need to be a mother to be a woman. Well, you don't have to, but I'm going to tell you right now, those of you who are mothers and you have fulfilled that, you know there's a whole nother level to being a woman. You have a child who is dependent upon you. Their very life is dependent upon you. And the devil has tried for years, and he succeeded in many cases in destroying mother-mother relationships. One, because of jealousy, is the number one thing. A mother gets jealous of her daughter. That is pathetic. Same thing with the father and their son. I knew there was coming a day they were going to be stronger than me. I knew there was coming a day they could likely be taller than me. All three of them. And I knew the day when I couldn't take them, that I was going to have to cheat. And I mean really cheat, not just use my strength and it was, I'm going to have to poke you in the eyeball, kick you in the shin, and then jump up and down on you like a gorilla for a little bit. And then I might get thrown off still, but that comes a day, and just like mothers, there comes a day, and my mom always said, boys were easier to raise. Well, there were parts I understand about this, because there's a part where a young woman starts growing. Her hormones, your hormones, it's not a good situation. Just like there comes a day in every man's house, he and his sons are going to butt heads because you got three. We had four bulls running around the house. You know, I watched Bob's bullpens over the years, and you got the young bulls out there. They're pushing each other around. You know, if the big one comes in, they all kind of stepped aside until they felt their oats. Then they might try to challenge him. But women are, the young girls are trying to become a woman. And then when you become a mother, something changes. And you realize there was so much more to it. Especially as you're raising these children. There's things every day. Things you have to do. Things you have to let go of. Things that, oh, they need me so much. And then, I don't need you anymore. Angela's always told Tony, oh, you've got him for a little bit, but there's going to come a day he's going to want his daddy. And I remember when the boys were little, I'm like, what is wrong with me? You don't want to be with me. And then things changed. They wanted to be with dad. See, that's actually biblical, and that's exactly how even the Hebrew children were raised. They would spend their earlier years with their mother, and then when they got a little bit older, they went to work with Papa. And Papa taught them not only how to do a job, he taught them about God. So, Papas, you've got an important role. But Mamas, you also have the same exact role at home. You've got them when they're little. We saw a video of this. Was he three? Yeah. Three-year-old telling Mickey Mouse about Jesus. He just starts telling Mickey Mouse about Jesus Christ. I thought, that is awesome. There's a really good chance you know who taught him that. His mama. See, you have more than just feeding them, clothing them, washing them, kicking a butt every now and then. Especially if you've got boys. They need that butt kicked a few times. But you see, you're leading your sons. You need to be, as a mother, you also need to show your son what it's like to be a wife. The Bible tells us to honor our father and mother. And this is the first commandment with a promise that it may be well with us, that we would live long, happy lives. That's what I want. I don't know about you. I'm tired of the woe is me. Doom, despair, agony on me, right? But as society's gotten hold of us, they've told us to blame everything for on your mom. Listen, actions have consequences. We know that. I made my own stupid decisions. I can't blame mom and dad for them. It's time for me to man up and grow a pair. Yes, I just said that. Because that's what's needed to be said for a long time in the body of Christ. We've got preachers and running around and they're just trying to dance around the subjects. We want to honor you. We're going to bring you flowers. How about you honor me every day, right? How about you live an honorable life before God? How about you be an honorable person? Man up. Woman up. Be the woman God created you to be. Women are smart. I don't know why it became such a thing that women couldn't teach. I only had, growing up, I don't think I had one or two men teachers for the longest time till high school. And I was just like, man, they know. But I'm thank God that we had them. That I had a woman teacher for kindergarten. That I had a woman teacher for first grade, second grade. Third grade, she wasn't exactly real pleasant. She just had a baby. I put two and two together. She was not getting much sleep at home. And dealing with little boys was not going to be her thing. Fourth grade. But fifth grade, I got a man teacher. The only man in our entire school, and I got him. But there's a reason why it worked so good. Because women have a little more patience for the little boys in those forming years. There's still that motherly part of you. And even though as I got older, some of them were now grandmothers. Grandmothers, let me talk to you real quick. Your job's not done. You are still a mother, even to that grandchild. The word grand, I'm going to read this to you. Word grand means magnificent and imposing in appearance. This is their definition. Size and style. Just throw you, I'm blaming the Google definition. I will pay for that later, I promise you. She gets a microphone too.
I was thinking, goody, I'm blaming the grandchildren.
But anyhow, you're magnificent, but you're still a mother. You see, you still have a job. Your job isn't to actually, see, I don't have to take my grandkids and discipline them. That's daddy and mommy's job. But I do not let my grandkids get away with stupid stuff that's going to get them hurt or teach them disrespect. That's just asinine. Because they're going to go home and they're going to do it to mommy. And then they're going to get in trouble. And who's to blame? You are. So I have to repent to my daughter-in-law. Carter asked for a balloon the other night. These stupid balloons, which I'm going to ban them from the house. They got crap inside them. Y'all know what happens when they blow? 5 years later, you're still finding those things. It's like, I have vacuumed this. Tony's like, keep them here. I do not want them home. And Carter comes, Grandpa, can I have a balloon? Sure, buddy. But you're going to have to sneak around your mommy to go out this door and run. So I need to repent to her for that. Because I taught my grandson how to rebel against his mother. But you as grandmothers, it's not your job to teach your children, your grandchildren, to be disobedient, to be disrespectful. I charge in my weddings now, and I love this. I've actually had several people come up last night, and one guy said, I'm a chaplain. Can I use your ceremony? Can you send me a copy of your ceremony? Dave and Michelle were there. And I'm like, dude, this is the first. Because I rewrote it. I changed it. I own it now. I made it mine. It's pretty much the same one I give everybody here. But there's a charge on anybody that I've done a wedding for in the last, I don't know how many years. But I charge the witnesses and the congregation to never interfere in that marriage to make it anything other than a happy marriage. Mamas, if you're stirring trouble with your grandchildren, you're teaching them disrespect. This goes for you grandpas too. You're teaching them disobedience, disrespect, things of that nature. You are sowing discord into your children's life. That is not what's supposed to happen. So the mothers, they lead. Deborah, does anybody know who Deborah was in the Bible besides me? What's her? She was the only woman judge of Israel. And she is called a mother of Israel. But you won't hear that from the people that like to go over to the patriarchal side. She's the only person in Israel that would stand up to lead. So this garbage that we get in there, women can't teach, women can't lead. Oh, shut up. Just want to slap people. Slap the religiousness right out of you. Because it's not true. When you teach your children about God, you are teaching them the life lessons that will hold on to them. It was things when growing up, it wasn't my dad that taught me Bible. It was my mom that made me read it. Regardless of what happened later in our lives, none of that mattered. What mattered was she made sure I got the word. And my siblings got the word. What they do with it is their issue, not mine. So I can't blame mom because I went out and did stupid stuff. I can't blame dad because my Bible tells me to first off forgive. It's part of the prayer we like to religiously pray. And forgive us our debts, Lord. But we forget that last part. As. The word as, it's two letters. Huge word. As we forgive. That's massive. They're saying that there's a link with women and breast cancer between their relationship with their mother. Bitterness. It affects the very thing. The thing that really, one of the things that really sets you apart from a man. We don't have those. They can put them on us. Still don't make us a woman. But the reality is, you are unique. See, my sons will talk to her about all kinds of things. And they talk to me about things, but they've always went to mama. Because she was there nurturing. Dad, when they spent a lot of time with dad, usually we were working. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you don't take the opportunity and forget that's your son. And if you want him to be a man, you need to be a stinking doggone man. Ladies, if you want your daughter to be a good woman, a good mother, you need to be a good woman, a good mother. They're taking their cues from you, good or bad. There are things that we kind of laugh at. Brooke's in here. She can verify this as well, that Karen, Angela, and Robin, Brooke's mom, they all do the same. We're just like, they are one in the same. Me and their Brooke's dad, Dwayne, we sit there and we're like, they're the same person. They are three in one. They prove the Trinity. And my wife, she will not sit down and just enjoy being with the family. She's got to be up doing stuff. And one day I asked Bob, I said, how do you stop this? How do you make them sit down? He said, I gave up years ago. Just let her do what she's going to do. My wife learned it from her mother. It is something that makes them happy. They love to serve their families. Not everybody got that. I didn't. Growing up, there was not a whole lot of respect in my family, period. Old people were senile. And that's what I learned, just so you know. It's not how I felt. They're just something that's in the way. That's what I saw. And there's somebody to be taken advantage of. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. My Bible says to honor. The things I do for my parents, I'm banking on that promise from God. The things she does for her parents, and I love them like my parents do, and I'll do anything they need. But it's a promise that if you honor them. Now, here's one thing that this is where the religious people, again, want to kind of thump them. Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is good. And I want to thank Mark Driscoll for kind of going over this a little bit. I've been watching some of his clips. He said, if you're in your 20s, you're married, out on your own, that no longer applies to you. You are not a child. Yes, you are their child. But you are no longer a baby. I can't tell Jesse what to do. Kind of gave up on some of that years ago. Like, Jesse's going to go do what Jesse's going to do. Same thing with Justin. But the reality is, they do not need to listen to me on that. They come and ask, Dad, what should I do? And I give them advice. They're not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed they're taking it. Because they're looking at it through another set of eyes too. They're looking at the way mama would have looked at it. She looks at things different than I do. She doesn't see the same things I see. And sometimes it requires me to see what she's looking at to understand, oh, there was something I didn't see from over here. But when I come over here, it's like, oh my, I didn't see that. Dale Carnegie said in his book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, if you want to win an argument, put yourself in their shoes. See the argument from their side. Part of it was so that you can understand where they're coming from. And when you understand where they're coming from, you can articulate your position better. And you both can walk away with a good agreement. The first time I ever did that, it was just like, wow. They buckled. They saw it from my point of view, and I'm standing here arguing and getting blue in the face. With your children, understand, they're not looking at it from just your point of view. My sons are like me too. There are things they inherited from me. And one of them is talking to yourself at the table. I told him, I warned him, I said, it's hereditary. Joshua has started. We caught him. Who you talking to now? I don't know, maybe Jesse does it too. I told you, it's hereditary. But we're seeing so many things. We've got people out there right now who have no idea. We've got homes that are so broken because, one, marriage has been attacked. Marriage is being attacked. We're telling our kids they're more important than our marriage. That's a bunch of bunk. You work on your marriage before you deal with your kids. And by the way, if you're putting your mom and dad in front of God, Bible said, Jesus said, if you do not hate your mother and father, he used the H word. If you love them more than me, I don't want my kids to love me more than God. And I don't need to come between Jesse and Addie. We're not there. Because one day there's going to be kids. And grandma and grandpa, come on down. We're not up there anymore. In our household, it's God, her, the kids, the grandkids, and then my family. That's how this works. That's a proper order of things. But we put one in front of the other. Oh, and women, if you're manipulating your husband, stop it. I can't tell you how many times I've seen videos where women are teaching other women how to manipulate a man. Yes, we're very simple creatures. It doesn't take much to make us happy, but do not manipulate us. It will come back to bite you. I get to talk to the fathers on Father's Day. But if you're not being the representative of God in your children's life, they need to be able to look at you and see you following God. And by the way, your kids, your other family, your friends. See, while you guys are an important part of me, and growing up, the boys knew that there's come sometimes I had to help somebody. It was a dire emergency. There's other times, silence. I'm having my family time. This is my time with my children. You blew up this situation in 3 minutes. I'm not dealing with what's taken you 10 years of buildup to blow up. My time with her is my time. Because if she's not getting that love from me, just as we always said, if you don't feed your dog at home, it's going to eat somewhere else. And if your spouse is not getting that affection, they'll look for it somewhere else. And it's not because they went hunting for it, because the devil knows how to get into your marriage. So be very careful about what you're letting into your household, what you're allowing into your line of priorities. Your friends are nowhere near your husband. And it was their last name Lust? Okay, this was their real last name. It was the grandmother of the bride last night. And they asked him, do you have any advice? And Grandma Sonia said, yes, he's your best friend. Make him your best friend. Nobody else. He should always be your best friend. And we actually got the time the night before to sit and talk with them and know a little bit more about them. But that's just it. This is my best friend. Phil, you're a really, really good friend. This is my best friend. And if I'm above her, you're messed up. But you see, that's the way it goes. And while I love my sons, you don't come above her. You're next in line. And my mom and dad aren't above them. Because it's why the Bible says, for this reason shall a man leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife. So again, mamas, if you're manipulating your children, stop it. Oh, you don't love me. Their traditions don't have to be yours. When we moved back, the first thing I said is, Christmas Day is ours. Karen always had, the week before? It was a Saturday night, the week before. Praise God, that worked out so nice. And then we just kind of rotated with the Thanksgiving. But now that we're in that seat, well, we have the Thanksgiving. But one of these days, you know, when the other kids start settling and they start getting a room big enough, here's the bird. You get to cook the bird. Let them develop their traditions. They can be good things. Our family, we have a tradition. And they've all seemed to love it. We have a breakfast. It doesn't matter what time of the day we're eating. We are having French toast, bacon, and ham. When we have our get-together. I think this last time it was in the evening. Because when the boys were little, that's what Mom always went and fixed. But there's going to come a day, we already know it. Christmas Day isn't ours. And I told them, and I'm telling you guys again, Christmas Day is not ours. It's yours. Yeah, we haven't done with anybody like that. So You just go do your thing. We'll come, Bob and Karen, again. These are some things you can learn. They go around and they visit their families. And I'm going to tell you what, they're busy that day because they got to go from here all the way over to Wyandotte. To But your family should be a priority in your life, and they should be way above your friends, way above your coworkers, way above everybody else's problems. They're not my problems. That is one of the hardest things to do, is not to take on people's problems. First off, men, we're fixers. Women, that's what aggravates you the most about us. You got a problem? Our minds have already engaged on how to fix the problem. Whether it's exterminate, two-legged, four-legged, eight-legged, or it's taking an engine apart, or whatever it is, or fixing a hole in the roof, whatever. Our minds have already engaged into that. It's the way we're wired. But women, you want to fix your children, and you can't always fix them. And that's hard. Trust me, I know from somebody who likes to fix stuff. And yet, I didn't carry those children. I carried the extra weight. That's all I carried. Every time she gained weight, I gained weight. But you can't carry their problems. You can't carry other people's problems, because other people will always dump their problems on you. Our pastor in North Carolina, she told us one time, she's trying to tell her mom, do not do any weddings on Sunday, mom. Do not do anything on Sunday. She said, the second you start that, people are going to know, and they will not give you a break. The woman had already had a mini stroke. Was she in her 60s? Yeah, she was in her 60s at that point. Maybe late 50s, okay? She had already had a mini stroke. The woman would just go, 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 go. And then she did. She started taking a couple, and we had to put our foot down and said, no, I'm the photographer. You're going to be without a photographer. I'm not doing Sunday weddings anymore, because that means I'm working 7 days a week all the time now, because this was just my part-time gig. I was building turkey barns at that time. And her daughter told us, Mom, people will take advantage of you. If you start taking people's problems, they have a landfill. You just became the landfill. Every time you see me, you hear beep, 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 beep. Justin can probably give us some better sound effects. They're going to dump on you. And that's all they want to do. They don't want to fix their problems. Sometimes the best way to help somebody fix their problems is to step away. I don't care if it's your children. The number one thing you can do for your children, mamas and papas, is to pray for them. Because they have got to seek God first. The Bible tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and God's righteousness. His ways of doing things. His ways are not our ways. I would tell my sons, do it this way. They go to God, and God says, hey, you know your wife. What would she appreciate? What would she not appreciate? Special back rubs are off the table, just so you know. If you know, you know. But maybe she does like having her feet rubbed. You do it. You shut your pie hole and you do it. Get your hands out. Get the lotion out. I got a bottle of lotion now that I can squeeze right down between the cushions on the couch so I can just... Because inevitably, we're sitting on the couch and I'll be watching TV and I'll see out of the side of my... Are you serious? She's waving at me with her toes. Sometimes we do 5 for 5. Works out good for me. I get my feet rubbed. I have to go first because she falls asleep. Now, you know what I end up with is? I said, no, I need you to hit those feet. But maybe she just needs something picked up. I'm amazed at the number of men that can't pick up their own dirty doggone laundry. One thing I remind my grooms while they're standing there before God and everybody is, she stands by your side. I might alter it later. She is not your mama. Do your own, pick up your own dirty skivvies. One reason why I think everybody should join the military. You got to pick up your own doggone dirty underwear. And if you, yeah, we don't need to go down that path. But you have to tell them. Mamas, you got to tell them. I didn't have to be told in boot camp to put away my own clothes. You want to know why? Because my mother told me. I didn't have to be told to make my bed. Why? Because it was a part of my daily routine. I knew how to clean the toilet. I knew how to do the dishes. I knew how to clean the tub. I knew how to sweep the floors. All these guys, I don't know how to do that. Life's going to suck for you. I was done cleaning my room, and I meant stripping the floor, re-waxing it. Beds are, got new linen and everything, about an hour. I'm done. I'm in there, showered, chilling out on my rack. They're still trying to figure out. One guy blew up a toilet. That's when they learned you don't put chlorine and bleach, or bleach and Lysol, Pine Sol together. We're not for certain that's exactly what blew it up, but it blew up, and I've got pictures. 3-story waterfall. They didn't know how to do it. The easiest thing to operate, a mop. Mamas, it's not a hard thing. Teach them. Because trust me, I don't care how advanced the military gets, there's at least 3 branches that are going to still do their own swabbing. I don't know they need them in the Space Force. But they got to sweep your own floors. Clean your own room. Take on some responsibility so that when you get out and you're married, hey, I don't like living in chaos. I can be doing something, I can make a mess, and I can work in that mess for a little bit, but then there comes that moment. I'm tired of looking for my tools. This is the second hour I've looked for that wrench. Only to find out I'd actually put it away. You have a wonderful thing with your children. You do spend more time with them. And if you work outside of the home, yeah, you're not spending the exact same time that a stay-at-home mother does. But that doesn't mean you back off from training your children. You want your boys to be good boys, to be men that when they say I do, you know they're going to love their wife. They're not going to use her as a doormat. That right behind God, she's the most precious thing that they have. So like I said, I'll address more of the fathers, and we'll even talk about mothers. But remember, again, this goes, and you great-grandmothers, I didn't look up the definition for great, but we know it's a good thing, or else we wouldn't be trying to make America that again. Your job didn't change, but your relationship kind of does, because, you know, when your children are little, when they get a little older, you kind of become more of a companion, a friend. But there should always remain that respect. Your grandfathers, there should always remain that respect. I heard a statistic the other day, and then this is where I was going to go with them. The divorce rates and the fathers who aren't in their children's lives. There are 7.1 million men of workforce age in this country who are not working. They may hold down a part-time job, but they will not hold down anything permanent. They're relying on their women to carry the weight. Yeah, that ain't happening. Because there's something about providing for your family that fulfills a man. It's not saying that a woman can't help in this. That garbage is just dead. What it's saying is because of a lack of fathers in a home. Women do not know what it's like to be a man. You don't. Sorry. Just like we don't know what it's like to be a woman, which is another step for this whole trans stuff. Well, I had a period. No, you didn't. You're a moron. You are mentally deranged. Let's just be honest. 30 years ago, you would have been put in a hospital. You're not a cat. If I catch you in my flower bed, well, I'll treat you just like I treat the cats. I still don't like them. Throw something at them. But you see, it's because the devil has gotten in there. Confuse the roles of husbands and wives. It's a joint effort. So mamas, if you want a good example, maybe you didn't have the greatest example. Proverbs 31 is a good place to start. Oh, but I'm not going to go out and I don't want to do real estate. You don't have to. Do what you do. You be who God made you to be. Morgan teaches. You worked in a factory. Karen, she was there on the farm. They're partners. Once we had kids, she said, I'll stay home because, well, we started doing the math. Ay, chihuahua. And then when I started my business, she was my partner. Started the church. She's co-founder. But she always remained their mother. She will always be the grandmother. And one day, a great-grandmother. That means really, really good. So mothers, well done. We know you've had hurts. We know you've had aches. So many people have been through so many different things. You're still going through a few things. There are people that their relationship with their mother is changing because of sin in the earth. I can't imagine. I'd love to imagine what the world would be like without bitterness. That's one of our number one problems is bitterness. We get bitter against somebody else, and we just can't let it go. You know, I'm not going to stand here and lie to you and say, well, you know, I just let it go. Oh, no. There's days I got to go out behind the barn and break something. Me and God, we have a heart to heart. I break sticks, just so you know. I'm tired of breaking stuff that I got to fix. You need to get that anger control. I did. I went behind the barn. My Bible tells me to be angry and sin not. I didn't sin against anybody. But I let out some energy that needed to go. Because it was seriously clouding my thoughts. Don't let bitterness come between you and your children, your mother, or anybody, let it go. Take it to God and let him have it. And Joe, if you'll let the classes know, we're going to honor our mothers today. It kind of worked out. I was like, okay, Lord, you are just too good. I was getting ready this morning, and I told her, I said, what do you think about we honor the mothers at the end of service today? She's like, that's exactly what I was thinking. And Sarah had said something too, so that you don't have to sit there and hold a rose the whole service. But don't let the devil, don't let our society look down on you, talk down on you because you're a mother, because you're a woman. You have great value. Understand something. I believe God had to deal with Adam for a little bit, because we all know women mature quicker than men, right? And maybe Adam needed a little maturing time. I don't know. I do know this. She was precious to Adam. I was going to say, I hear things. By the way, this will go for both mothers and fathers. Your children need to hear praise. They need to hear you say you did good. And you don't have to make them the center of the attention all the time. Last night, at little, I don't even know how old he was, the little ring bearer, Aspen was his name. And he was trying to figure out what a ring bearer does. He's like, am I going to have the rings? What's going on? And they're like, is he going to have the rings? I said, well, you tell me. Well, he had the rings in a box. He's standing up there in front of 140 people. He's standing up there, and I said, may I have the rings, please? I'm on a rock. Okay, this rock is about the size of the first three rows. It's a huge piece of granite that a bulldozer couldn't budge. So it's big, and it's flat. And the three of us are up there, and I said, may I have the ring? And he brought him over, and he did everything perfect. But after the service, and I'm standing in the back, he comes up to me. He says, Pastor, how did I do? Really hadn't talked to him other than instructing him. Now, I do know he does like attention. He did the worm a bunch of times last night on concrete in a rented suit. But I said, Aspen, you did great, buddy. He gave me a big old hug. Mamas, your children need to know that they did good. And you can tell them that. They aren't going to get a big head unless you abuse the glory. All right, we got everybody in here? All right, so at this time, I could get all you mamas to come forward, all the madres, the matters, mamas. I was looking up the origin of the word mother this morning, and the word mother itself is actually Germanic, and it's mater, and different variations, but I've heard some Irish people online, and they say mutter, my mutter, and my futter. But the words that we use, you know, we like to try to get very religious with them. No, you will call me this. Yeah, we have no one word. Mama, some of these other words, they're from Hindu, Arabic, and a few other languages, and we use them all. The one word, though, that I did look up, and if you've watched any of the historically accurate biblical program, you'll hear the word Ima. That is the Hebrew word for mother. Ima. So, you know, that is something that God has been able to convey to them. Mothers are important. And I'm going to step down right here between the two of you. There we go. I realize they know this routine pretty well. I'll tell you what. Gage and Grayson, come here, boys. You get to work. Grayson, you go down there and give each mother one. Well, you go this way. One of you go one way. Go all the way to the end and come to the middle. What we've done is we sent a donation in this month for Heartbeat. And this is, if you missed it the other day, this is their 40th anniversary for Heartbeat. It started in 1985. And the heart is for the mothers. Even women who are, in many cases, that come to them, they don't know how to be a mother. Thank you, young man. Thank you, young man. And they don't know maybe how to be a mother. Maybe they got pregnant and they're just a teenager. Somebody's telling them, you need to kill the baby. That's exactly what it is, and it's exactly what I'll call it. But they don't want to. You embarrassed us. Oh, for crying out loud, if this is the first time you've been embarrassed in your life, trust me, I embarrass myself many, many times. Nothing my sons can do is going to embarrass me any more than I've already done. But ladies, we are grateful. Because of you, there's at least one other life in this earth. Many of you have several. And then they have several. Because of you. And one day, should the Lord tarry, and your great-great-great-grandchildren are looking at the lineage, they're going to find your name. May your relationship with God be the main thing that carries down this line. All the bad things you do, who cares about the bad things? Well, bad girls are only remembered. I don't care what Bonnie did with Clyde. She died in a hail of bullets. Go out glorifying God. I remember when they told me about, heard the story about how Oral Roberts died. He was in the hospital. He just started singing an old hymn. Started praising God. Closed his eyes. And went on. That is a legacy of faith. Didn't mean Oral did not have struggles. You've all had your own. But we're proud of you. You held your own. The devil has come at you, kicked you, told you lies. You got back up because God said, don't believe him. Don't believe him. For that, we love you. We honor you. Gentlemen, if you'll please rise, and a few ladies. Because the ladies that are out there have mamas up here. Ladies, well done. And now I'm going to just bless you as a group. Father, I thank you for all these women. Lord, the great-grandmothers, the grandmothers, the mothers, and mothers yet to be. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for them, Lord. Father, give them strength. Build them up where the enemy has torn them down. move mightily in their life. Father, may their legacy of faith be what carries down the line. My mama told me about Jesus, and I'm here today to tell you. Father, we thank you for them. Bless them, Lord God, above and beyond anything they could ever comprehend. Lord, may this day be just a sample of the joy that they should always experience. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, ladies, I'll tell you what. You start right here. Take a rose and please go back. And if there's any left over and you'd like another one, come up and get it afterwards. I was actually talking to my mama on the phone when Angela went and got those. So. I had no idea what that was coming down the line. And we got to the roses in time before they all opened up. And all we were stuck with was what they had left. And I dare say there's going to be some left over, so feel free to have another. If you want to take both of them, take it. There's plenty. We're going to pray. I'm going to bless you because I know you got something to do with your mama today, right? And everybody said amen. Amen. Husbands. I mean, I haven't always done great things for my wife on Mother's Day, but over the years, I made sure my boys did. So that's how it starts out. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you, Father God, for all of our mothers, whether they're here or not. Lord, we bless them. Father, it is our desire not only to honor them physically through the things that we do and life we speak to them, but Father, through our lives, that our lives may honor you, which would honor them. Father, bless them. Bless all these people here today. Lord, I ask that you move in their lives. Move in the ways that the devil has been blocking. Father, we thank you that you're pushing down those strongholds. Lord God, your word says you would raise up the standard. It has been raised up in Jesus Christ, and we command them down. Bless them this day, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.